Chasing Goldman Sachs, how the masters of the universe melted down Wall Street, and why they'll take us to the brink again. By Suzanne McGee. Narrated by Hilary Huber. Copyright 2010 by Suzanne McGee. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Crown Business, an imprint of the Crown Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Forward. On the same morning that I delivered the final page proofs of this book to my editor's offices in Midtown Manhattan, fact-checked, proofread, and ready for the printer, the Securities and Exchange Commission charged Goldman Sachs & Co. and one of its executives with fraud. The announcement came as a bombshell. It had been nearly 2 years since the SEC began investigating the Abacus mortgage-backed securities transactions at the heart of the fraud allegations. In its letter to shareholders contained in its 2009 annual report, Goldman Sachs CEO Lloyd Blankfein described 2009 as a year of resiliency for the bank. It was also an extraordinarily profitable one for Wall Street's most famous and most envied institution. Goldman pocketed $45.17 billion in revenues and $13.4 billion of profit in 2009. And even as the SEC was preparing to file its lawsuit, it was closing the books on a very profitable first quarter of 2010, during which it generated twice the profits that it had a year earlier, or $3.46 billion. Once again, the rest of Wall Street was left trying to figure out how to keep their shareholders happy in light of the astonishing return on equity that